This news update's being brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Huron County, the court imposed a 5-to-20-year Michigan Department of Corrections sentence on Christopher Andrew Tallman for possession of child sexually abusive activity and use of a computer, concluding that prior juvenile sexual conduct, the victim's self-harm, and the downstream decimation of the nude image outweighed defense mitigation centered on youth, limited adult record, and support network. His jail credit was corrected to 237 days across all sentencing documents. Self-offender registration was mandated with strict compliance requirements. Financial assessments were ordered. Attorney fees were waived. And the defendant was advised of a 42-day window to seek leave to appeal with appointed counsel if indignant. The legal process has been formally initiated for Richard Johnny Allen, who faces two felony charges related to illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition. The arraignment served as a procedural function. The defendant, represented by counsel, acknowledged the charges and entered a plea of not guilty. The prosecution confirmed there is no plea offer on the table at this stage, signaling a standard adversarial start to the case. A 30-day adjournment was granted to allow for a pretrial preparation, with the next court date now locked in. And Michigan is asking counties to participate in a statewide tornado drill at 1 p.m. Wednesday, March 18th, as part of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties will each be participating in statewide drill, which is part of the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. Because Michigan's weather is so unpredictable, each year municipalities throughout the state develop a schedule for testing tornado warning sirens. The test helps ensure sirens are functioning properly when needed. If inclement weather happens at a time of scheduled siren tests, the test will be canceled in order to avoid confusion. The drill is an excellent opportunity for families, schools, and businesses to practice their emergency plans and enhance their readiness for a severe weather event. We'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back with more news. Millions of Vietnamese citizens headed to the polls today to elect a National Assembly. While 93% of candidates are from ruling Communist Party, the election is viewed as a critical step in maintaining political stability during a time of global economic uncertainty. The new legislature is expected to prioritize sustained economic growth and navigate the complex trade relationships between the U.S. and China. Observers noted high voter turnout in major cities like Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City. An annual survey released by the American Medical Association reveals over 80% of U.S. physicians now use AI in their practice. This is a significant jump from 2023, where usage sat at just 38%, signaling a rapid digital transformation in healthcare. The most common applications include medical research summarization and clinical documentation. More than 75% of doctors reported AI has improved their ability to care for patients, citing higher confidence in the technology's accuracy. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb Region, switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
You've heard about our additions to Sure Primary Care Bad Axe with the walk-in clinic open 7 days a week, expanded lab hours, Dr. Liz Milligan joining our primary care staff, and Sure Orthopedics with Dr. Craig McManaman, all under the same roof. But did you know that we also expanded our diagnostic imaging services too? Now at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, not only can you get your x-ray completed, but we're also proud to offer ultrasound and 3D mammography. An appointment is needed, but any physician order is accepted, not just from a Sure doc, but any doc. So now you can check off your 3D mammogram, ultrasound, and x-ray even closer to home at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, located right behind Walgreens. It's all part of Sure Health's quest to be your premier choice for healthcare across the Thumb of Michigan. To learn more, go to sure.org/imaging. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.